Que l'intelligence de tout
What is the explanation of the Dhamma Dhamma Davibhaga, that treatise distinguishing phenomena from their true nature, is said to be the extremely profound intention of the fifth of the Maitreya's teaching, what is called the Jhulama or the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra. The viewpoint, the extremely profound viewpoint, is expressed in that Dhamma Dhamma Davibhaga, the distinguishing phenomena from the true nature.
Nyamnyong the karasana, Matsu Mati Seka Nikova Yere, Tene Nikova Kapsa Malam and Avatangre, Malam the so Nimu Nimu paka la ten den semo malam tangor. Nimu naso na wa hia on bakapso namka sagon dadam yin zubda taro rizu na wa madawi hia gado. Malam je kapso yan tetan tumbari hia rizena nimu paka la ten be tunanga hia tsuri yobare. Tisena naso paka la ten ne prupa hia tsuri te nyam nyu yobesena. Tene sen zambe. Then if I call a thing, then to sort of hear about it, it's like, never you're going with it. Then if don't have a damn about it, Junire, Junia, Junin Kater Day, Zunzi Nilin Debe, Junia, Jesa Jesi Lin Debe, Judy Yingi Kater Day, then if Oma Tang Tomar, Oma Lok.
Dhammata is then the true nature, say the true nature of those phenomena, and the way to explain this, it is described in the text itself here as the Dhamma Dhatu, the whole the expanse of phenomena that is beyond the duality of outer world and inner perceiver, and it is beyond expression and something to be expressed or someone to express it. It's beyond someone to express something and something to be expressed. And this way of describing the ultimate nature, the reality, is very similar to what is the viewpoint of the Madhyamaka, the Chittang Uma Sumbhara.
Donc maintenant pour parler du dharmata, donc la véritable nature.
Tenyang, tenye, zongzhen je prupa tamche dan charbe chuyen kye chorte, tanjur dan tenpa yawarhe, nimi ji yehi je kye chorte yendong dan tenpa yawarhe.
If you explain this true nature or phenomena to be the vast expanse of all phenomena, Dhamma Dhatu, that is free, totally free of all kind of mental elaborations as to an outer world and an inner perceiver, free of all dual elaboration of concept, then this explanation is in accordance with the Prasangika system of Madhyamaka. When then the true nature is explained as the primordial wisdom that is free of duality, then, or empty of duality, then this explanation would accord with the Hentong Madhyamaka view, that viewpoint saying that the true nature is free of anything different from itself, free of any stains.
Nelu ngomo wanda sena ying da rita yer me bare susu yo mare ying ri yimi ji ke sor zona ying ri yimi ji wanda sena ying ri yimi de he na de ne sakin da zokin ji ke sor la ya do re de ne tren tan da chute la jo ba ye de he na za ba me pa ye ne jo ba ta me me pa ye jo ba ta me pa me me jo ba ta. Zugra terror is another.
The first type, called the application, that is the orientation or focus, it is to see that what presently arises to our sense faculties as the objects of our perception. We have forms, we see forms, we have sounds, there are smells, tastes, and tactile sensations. And those could be either pleasant, they could be unpleasant, they could be neutral. So there's a whole multitude of various objects and appearances or experiences that we find ourselves in. And however, all what arises here presents itself to our as the object of our perception is but deluded appearance. It's just a mere delusion. It is a delusion that arose through the power of our habitual tendencies. It is a habitually reproduced delusion. From beginningless time, from time without definite start, we are in this process of imprinting again and again this habit of seeing it in this way, seeing it as outer objects as opposed to an inner perceiver. We have this very solid habitual tendency that produces the appearances right now. So it is, we can see this serves as a reason to say why what we see right now is just delusion. It is because what we see now is the result of our own habitual imprints in mind. This is the reason why, because we have this solid imprint in mind, habitual tendency, what we see right now is a deluded appearance, is delusion. And gaining confidence about this, that what we see and experience right now is just a mere delusion, is deluded, delusive appearance, this confidence is what called here the application of what is orientation or focus. Actually, it means to focus on one's experience, or one's whatever appears to oneself as being just a mere result of one's habitual tendency to be just delusive appearance. This is the explanation which is in accordance with the Chittamatra system. So one can say it in short, application of which is orientation, or explication of orientation, means the confidence in that what we experience is just a delusion. To say it in short, because arisen through the power of our habitual tendencies in mind, whatever appears as the outer objects of our senses is but a mere delusion, is delusive appearance, and gaining confidence, certainty in this fact is called the application, which is focus or orientation.
Zog yang nang yawan ta yepare, zog yang ching mare,
Dalayan nang yevan tha yebare dra jing mare zong layan jepa ka jing yo mare zemba kar zong zhen yi se zemba kar zemba yi ji nam ji layan zhen zor ha jang ma da ba mang bu ye teni jing yo mare ti se na zong zhen ni po te yang ji tang de ma ren yin lian de ba ने चिंतन तुम्हें रंगीन लेंदे पे जूझें जी जूझें जी चुताम चे रंग मोर मारो पार इनकी चीज़ छोड़ते देने हमें तेंसे ना ही नहीं मोल चौपा चीज़ थोड़ा चे तेंसे सिगरे मोल चौपा सिज़ते चुताम चे जे मोवा रंगीन ले जो मोल चौपा रे ते देने Senang cu tamje, kondeji cu tamje lah ribadai ke takje tamjo. Dengan kencing hebat sendiri, orang jinji sama ya pare. Orang jinji hebat tu, cuci cipta raja tenzik di hebat. Cipta raja tenzik tu, dengan jepa hebat, hebat mana bukan hebat.
The great
kencing yang tu orang jin le. Datang yenu nun da da rangin tene chikpa tang tome rangin traversel rangin mi de zungi yin sumba te da da yena da da yena si chite da namba sanje pe tunda oma nam da yin ser mate pa nam je Dembar kelam mukodata, dah tu yang engun dada. Rande namba sanje pada, yang de serul panam je dembar, dendut tu kelam pun mukodata. Rangin je topar kelam pun mukodata. Rangin je topar kelam pun mukodata. Rangin yang mana? Jumsen kara. Rangin tu nanti pada, tu mana rangin terusnya? Repeat je na. चिक मारो परे मुपो थांचे जिन्होंने तांबो दें जो चिक तोगो मतो चिक दें बार बटोपा मातो तो से ना येंदा आचे को आरे तुम्हारे यहाँ मारो परे चिक ता तुम्हें रंगीन दे देर से ना रंगीन जी मारो परे पे ना जुनी ये जुनी मरा वाला ना जुनी जी नानी मिलो नांगे जुनी क्या ना जुनी ती नानी चिक दें बार बटोपा थो ना Yenda yang dempat topa re, tuma yang dempat topa. Ti nani cik dempat topa matu besena, tuma yang dempat matu bet. Ti yendo sijite pil. Arey, rangi ni desa ni. Tene boje najur matam cik nani, coto coba macik labji dema re. Macik labji dema namtar latena tene. Cetam, tanda puji najur pada najur mentam je, dama latihan dobe sorten pare. Tapi macam labji drama kal latihan de, katol de dobe sorten pare. Tapi macam labji drama bom tonda japa, yom japa tonda japa de, ni mana rere la pota cuni de, sah rere lo tu boleh. Tapi dama cik la sah sokte lo de, lo pekar sok. Dene, zong ne kapo yang main, malpo yang main soan, duge yang main, dumbo yang main la supa somba yore. Dene, tela tinte, ten tomba nyeche tonto ore sondo. Ten rabo yintu, zong ne kapo yang main, malpo yang main, duge yang main, dumbo yang main si jite, zog si jite chik mewaare. Zog si ne, lam ne yang chik yomare. Chik mewa se ne te chikrar re. Zog se chi chik mena, denpa mena tumayi yao maare. Tini, tanda tinsin rao tegla jana chik dan tumi jumsi, chik turaji jumsi na tinde. Tini, tongpa ni tobo tsor tempa. Katwa ni tropa.
In Tibet, the yogini that was the supreme of all yogis. The same is expressed in the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, saying there is no form, there is no sound, there is no smell, there is no taste, there isn't anything to touch. The fourth application is called focusing on what is not to be focused on, or like the focusing on what is not visible. And this refers to the understanding gained so far, that neither there is an object as a point of reference existing outside, nor is the mind perceiving that object existing as such. So being there no perceived object as such and the perceiving mind as such, then focusing on the very fact of them, both of them being not truly existent, then this focusing is not focusing on the nothingness. This evening, Rinpoche likes to present our.
Sans une exception, que par l'influence, que l'éclat et l'obtention.